This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Hundreds of Western Slope residents heard from Senator John Hickenlooper in Grand Junction yesterday. Ralph Wilson was among those who heard Hickenlooper talk about balancing pragmatism with ruthlessness when it comes to pushing back on Trump policies.
I think ruthless is good. Pragmatic, I mean, you're going to have some kind of plan. And we're learning you need to be ruthless.
Hickenlooper addressed his concerns about Trump policies and also defended some of his votes for Trump's cabinet officials. Colorado lawmakers have unanimously approved the installation of a memorial sculpture at the state capitol commemorating the Sand Creek Massacre. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports descendants of the atrocity's survivors were on the Senate floor today to witness the moment.
The sculpture will portray an Arapaho chief, a Cheyenne chief, and a Native American woman with a child. It will replace a Civil War statue that was pulled down by protesters in 2020. Otto Braided Hair of the Northern Cheyenne says he and descendants still suffer from generational trauma.
There's got to be some kind of acknowledgement, and that's a beginning of the healing.
The massacre is one of the worst atrocities in Colorado history. Hundreds of Arapaho and Cheyenne civilians were killed by U.S. troops in 1864 near the modern-day town of Eads. The Capitol's memorial is expected to be installed next year.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Today's the day your federal tax filings are due. State tax returns are also due. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06. Glad you're here.